This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine!
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo, Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang, this shit was pocket change.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Chilling with Juice podcast. I'm your emotionally intelligent host. We're reporting live from the safest city in America. A little delayed at the moment. Give me a second. Let me get it together. It's a little slowed down. I'm here with my good brother, Domingo Diaz. I'm Esteban Valdez now.
Yes, sir.
That's what I go by. Let's give us some Puerto Rican hand claps. Shouts out to all my Puerto Ricans, my Hispanics.
Yeah, shout outs to y'all.
My Mexican friends.
We made it.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. You want to talk about our friend that may or may not do coke?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wowzers.
We can neither confirm or deny one of our friends who may or may not partake in a little booger sugar,
yeah,
if you will,
from the palm.
But we have
you know, that ashy crack between your thumb and your index finger, that area starts from there.
Circumstantial evidence that one of our beloved friends does coke to turn up at the party.
Wow.
Yes. Can't confirm it, but now that I look back at all the parties that I've been with said friend,
definitely see where they would
where the booger sugar
was activated.
Yeah, she is activated off
all
the booger
way.
Sugar.
Off the dippers. They are off the dippers.
I actually want to see them do how they do the coke. I want to know how they do the coke.
Yeah.
How do you do the coke?
What you see on TV doesn't suffice for real life. You know, you got to get that real life experience of watching it being done.
So I don't know if she snorts it off a hand, a glass mirror.
A vial.
A dollar bill. Or just, would she take it like it's BC powder?
Now, you know how good your breathing skills have to be to snort something out of a vial?
Oh, no, her nasal passages are clear, so it's up.
Because it's only one passage at this point.
That's crazy.
You also said that it was stomped on, not stepped on.
Yeah, no. Because where are you getting, like, the rawest cocaine, if that's what you're into?
Medellin. You know,
so
I know you're watching Griselda, but I ain't.
Griselda's locked up, right? So let's say you're not getting your,
yeah. Griselda,
let's say you're not getting it from her.
You're getting it from Medellin.
It's stepped on, man. I'm telling you, yo, it's been some cockfights on your coke
from Medellin.
It's been yo. If I'm telling you, it's been horses been stepping on your coke by the time it get to you. But, a stampede on your coke before it get to you.
Yeah, they said it was from Medellin. So, I mean, what you want me to do?
At that point, you just sniffing dust.
Yeah.
And
drywall.
And horseshoe residue.
They used to hit people in the head, put a drywall in a pack.
Damn. Tough times.
You snorting house pack.
What else do I want to talk about? We can also talk about how I was right about Taylor Swift going to the Super Bowl. Come on, T Swift. I've been told y'all. I've been told y'all that
Yo,
Taylor
y'all
Swift
ever,
was going. I told
anyway,
y'all.
Y'all ever been to a Biggie Shorty party?
No, we're not. We're still going to stay on this for a second.
Y'all ever been to a Biggie Shorty party?
No, we'll get to that Biggie Shorty party. But I just want to point out that I was right about the Ravens sucking ass.
This slander here, bro. Come on, man.
I told you they was going to lose. Y'all thought it was going to be.
Yo, we had Club 43-17.
Y'all thought it was going to be a Nigger Bowl.
That sounds crazy, bro.
That's what y'all thought. Yeah, y'all thought Detroit and Baltimore were going to be at the... Come on, man. Come on,
you trying to say the ratings would be low? Nobody be buying
seats? No. It'd be a lot of scalping. But it'd be a bunch of players there. A bunch of Detroit. I could see a bunch of Cartiers and...
Buffs.
Buffs and fur coats in Vegas.
They don't call them Cartiers. They call them Buffs.
Oh, my fault. You know, out of towner. I mean, respect. Shouts out to the 313.
Everybody in the 313.
My man going through it right here. You talking about you, Bucko?
I'm not the one talking.
You're going through it. It's crazy. What were you about to say? The Biggie Shorty party? Go ahead. Come on. That was about the Biggie Shorty party.
Yeah, man. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but you know. I'd have been at two Biggie Shorty parties in the last, I'd say, 3 weeks, honestly. Yeah. In the month of January, I'd have been at two Biggie Shorty parties, right? The first one was a...
If you're unfamiliar who Biggie Shorty is, pull out your mobile device and Google Biggie Shorty. Or if you have a vivid imagination, you can refer back to the Pootie Tang movie, Biggie Shorty.
Thank you. That was brought to you by Barstool Sports. I mean, Baboots. So it was a Biggie Shorty party, right? So, you know, they weren't really.
Oh, boy, the heavy hitters was in that motherfucker. God damn.
Yeah, like, if you from the area, it's like King of Diamonds, and then you drop down to Norma Jean's.
It was in there, boy. God damn.
Yeah, this shit was crazy.
Place full.
Full of pack rats. I mean.
Place full.
Full of Scandinavian swimmers. You hear me?
Full.
Crazy.
Full.
It was vivacious.
Full. F-U-L-L. Capital. Exclamation point.
It smelled like Japanese cherry blossom and perspiration.
Oh, my heavens. Heavens. Heavenly Father.
Heavens, no.
Heavenly Father, take this time to pray with us. Take this time to pray over us, Lord. Because he is so accurate. There was one. Listen.
It was one joint that was like Daria. Or whatever that music was. They used to play while she was just standing there with them.
There was a
gutter stomp boots.
Collection of Biggie Shorties in that part. Shouts out to the Biggie
all different
Shorties.
Flavors of Biggie Shorties.
Shouts out to the Biggie Shorties.
Shout out to the Biggie Shorties in the world.
Shouts out to them. Shouts out to the country ass girls that live in D.C. that dress like they from Gary, Indiana. They
definitely from Kansas City.
Listen, as you may or may not
know. Or Kansas.
We were recently back from a small trip to Houston, Texas. To celebrate one of our friend's birthdays.
Yikes.
Shouts out to our friend. Happy birthday. Belated.
Happy birthday, shorty.
But the company that was kept.
Or unkept.
Looked crazy. Y'all remember those Coach shoes?
Spicy.
From like 2007. They almost like some soccer Adidas.
They're like driving shoes.
You know? She had them on in 2024 outside thinking she cute.
And it was fresh.
Not cute. With the matching spandex fit from Amazon.
Nah, the fit was orange. The shoes was pink.
No.
Yeah, bro. My eyes was working before everything crashed.
No, man.
Yep.
No, man. She out here looking like Rainbow Sherbet?
Yep.
No, no, no.
That's how the Starburst be lined up in the pack.
It's Rainbow the pink one. Sherbert. In 2024, you dress like that?
And was shaking ass.
No. Yeah, no.
Yeah, she was. The first night, she was shaking.
There wasn't nothing back there, bro.
She was tossing.
She had spandex on and still wasn't nothing back. It wasn't nothing back there. It wasn't nothing back there. I promise you. I look. It wasn't nothing back there.
She was dressed like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill.
It was nothing back there. Nothing.
And she had that yellow and black.
So, you think when she put the rainbow shirt and fit on, she thought she was going to pull something?
Nah, I think she was in there like, I wonder why.
She had to think she was going to pull something.
He's the greatest dancer. That's how she was in there.
She had to pull something. She thought she was going to pull something. She could have left with something, though.
Nah, it was already there. She already got her, man.
Oh, that was it? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. No, that's what's up. You know, because love conquers all. It even conquers your fit. No, but that's crazy, though, because it wasn't even like a costume party. Like, she should have wore that to a costume party.
Yeah,
like a 2007 costume party.
That was wild.
Because she almost dressed like she you know, okay.
She drank Alizé.
She dressed like she dressed like she was looking for the world premiere of
Booty Tang.
No, not Booty Tang.
Yeah, think about it.
No, she looked like she was in the Rich Boy video, throw some D's on that bitch. Mm. That's what she looked like. She was at the video premiere like that. You remember when 106 and Park was brand new? She was just like Free with no ass.
She was dancing like that girl in that Draped Up and Drip Down video. The one that was dancing mad slow.
With a steel tipping video.
Oh yeah, that's it. Fofos on tipping.
She looked like she was dressed for 2007.
Guess me lane switching with the paint dripping.
Come on, man.
Switching that, your dame missing.
Well, she was dressed like Paul Wall's love interest in a music video.
She was dressed like his Cadillac.
No, that paint went wet.
That shit was flip flop. Yo, then she had La Cienega feet. I don't know if you know who.
Yeah, she had big ass feet. Everything about her was different.
La Cienega Boulevardes.
Everything about her was different. She shouldn't have had that on.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're just a regular person, you don't care what you look like when you go outside. But you should, if that's what you're not caring.
She was dressed like Speed Racer. The Mach 5.
All right, I don't have anything.
Oh man,
I don't have nothing.
Nah, she was dressed like a Blank Man.
Nope, I don't have nothing else.
J5.
I don't have anything else. She was dressed like Haji though. Sim Sim Salabim.
Yeah.
All right, I'm. Listen, do better, man.
She was just like, I got my eye on you. Ooh, da da, ooh, da da, ooh, da, ooh. And I can't understand a word you're saying. Good times, man.
So I come home from the airport. And my brother drops me off. And first of all, the moment I boarded, I was angry before I got on the plane.
Yo, we woke up angry, like, let's just enjoy the rest of the day.
Woke up pissed the fuck off. Y'all was so angry that I had to get on this airplane. And the moment we sitting down in the terminal, guess who we see? Two ghetto-ass black Baltimore girls. Ghetto as shit. I said, damn it, yo, it's official. got to go home now. Look, at home is right here.
Home was in the airport.
Home was in the terminal. So I get home, man. I get home Sunday night.
Mad, rusty out.
I stayed in bed all Monday. That's how depressed I was that I had to come back home. I love my family here, but God damn, I was pissed.
Yo, you sound like that nigga that used to be walking in the woods doing them fucking skits.
The Scared Straight? No.
Yeah.
The Blair Witch Project dude, yeah?
It's Waffle Fries.
Oh, yeah. No, that was angry as shit. I was pissed the fuck off, man. Stayed in bed all day Monday. Finally got up late and worked out, trying to get back to me. Couldn't get back to me. I'm not supposed to be here, dog. I'm telling you, I'm not, bro. I'm not. And to my mother and my father who decided to procreate here. What the fuck's wrong with y'all? Like, y'all ain't think outside the box?
Nah.
And nobody think, and look at me. They passed their not thinking side out the box genes down to me. I ain't thinking outside the box. Don't look at me. Some shit, man. But we're home. We're home. I thought I would have a sound for that. I don't have a sound for that.
Because even your equipment don't want to be home.
We're home, man. There you go. That's what it sounded like as soon as he got off the plane.
It was all muggy and rain. It was 70 degrees down there, man.
God damn, I'm still going. Shit. God damn, crickets. No, it was, the weather was beautiful.
It was gorgeous down there. Like, Friday was a little rocky, it was raining when I touched down. But
Saturday, they got.
Saturday was lit.
Fresh off the plane, man.
First of all, each night I didn't make it home back to the hotel till 5 something.
It's just always a great time there, man. Just always a great time there.
Yep.
It's always a good time, man.
We got there and was there for 2 hours.
And it was the best night of my life. The first 2 hours was the best night of my life. I couldn't believe I was having this much fun. I couldn't believe it.
It's crazy because we'll all split and do different shit, and somehow we always all end up back at the same place.
That was crazy.
No matter where we go, branch off to.
First, damn. All right, listen. I want to ask you something serious, dog.
Alright.
You don't know if you heard about what's that name? Drea?
Oh yeah, with the 19-year-olds. I think
the son 23 and the boyfriend 21. And she could be pregnant by this dude. What you think of that? That's some nasty shit, man.
I mean, first of all,
it's nasty.
I'm gonna say this.
It's nasty.
I'm gonna say this. And this might be me playing devil's advocate. But I know a lot of niggas back in that age was cracking.
Yeah, for sure. Joints like that. It was still nasty, though.
Nasty for who? Her?
It's nasty. More than likely. It's nasty, period.
You wasn't thinking that back then.
Of course not, because you wanted the older,
And that shit was probably fire.
Because we didn't have much to compare it to.
Nostalgic.
We didn't have much. Listen, you was 15, 16 years old, you couldn't, the first piece.
Damn,
of
I ain't that, say 15, 16 was a fucking 49-year-old. I mean.
I'm thinking about, student and teacher.
No, I'm thinking about, you're already out of high school.
Oh, all right. So I'm 18.
Yeah, that 18 to 21 age.
I still don't have much to compare it to. Because the last shorty that I had, I thought her shit was the best. You don't know what's not the best because you only had what you had.
Yeah. But you're right. Because after a while, then you start to figure it out. Like, oh. Yeah.
What? I had my best at what age? 24, 25. That's when I had my back.
Wild time, boy. That's a wild time for you, my boy.
But at that time, I had nothing better than that. So that's what I thought was my best. You couldn't tell me I won reaping all my benefits. Yeah. It's the best shit I had ever had in my life. That's crazy. At that point. So, but it's just, nah, she nasty, man. She nasty. She's nasty.
Crazy. I'm not disagreeing with you, but
I don't think it's ever been that much of an age gap between me and any woman that much of a gap. I don't think. I could be wrong. But typically, you know, when a woman is old, not old, but older.
Yo, speaking of that, man, I had these two friends that I won't release their names. And, you know, the four of us, we used to always hang tight. It was those two and me and my other homie, right? So one time, we over at the bro house. And the other bro was at the house with one of the bro's mother, right? Yo, they get to the party late. Disheveled.
Disheveled?
Yeah. Giggling and shit.
Together?
Yeah.
Oh, so they was, uh-huh. That's what they was doing.
Yeah, they was hunching.
I remember the days where you go, I don't remember me ever, like, sneaking off and going to get me, like, a little boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? I don't recall myself ever doing that. Sneaking off at a party, going getting you something real fast, and then coming back to the party. I don't think I've ever done that, I don't think.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I've
only in the movies before. And shit, or I hear people talk about it, but
yeah,
I never experienced that.
Damn, I don't know. It may be a bunch of shit that I ain't experienced.
Oh yeah, you think about all the shit there is to do in life, and you know you only do a small percentage of it. It's probably not even a whole 1%,
which is crazy. So if we really sat and thought about, like, all the things we want to do, that's not even a percent or what we've already done.
No, like, of available things to do.
Oh, well, yeah, then that's fucking in.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, drop in a bucket.
Gotta drop some more shit in the bucket. I need more shit to do. But I can't even, a lot of times, I am very routine, if you will. I do stick with the shit that I like to do, but...
Oh, my bucket got in this condensation.
I need to, I guess, see more to want to do more, I guess, if that makes sense.
How you going to see more if you don't do more?
Just look at that. It's a double entendre. Is that what that is?
You said DeAndre. Who that?
No, double entendre. You know, you say it front ways. Or, you know, I don't know what the fuck that shit mean.
Fuck it.
I heard another nigga say it on the podcast, so I make it sound cool over here.
Nigga, that's wild.
Yeah, for real.
Wild as hell.
But yeah, I mean, you gotta do more to see more. Yeah. And see more to do more. So they go together. Hey, man, see the world, do more. Get flued out. Get flown out. Do that a couple times, man. It feels great. Every brother should be able to experience that and enjoy that. Don't let the women tell you any differently. It is not about her. Not just about her. Neither is Valentine's Day. Put your foot down. Say yeah. Something if you want something. Fuck it. And if she don't get you shit, you take your shit back. She don't get nothing either.
Yeah, no, I nothing.
No nothing.
I ain't never did that before. I'm trying to see anything. Like.
Dang. Because you know once you get flued out, you gotta fuck.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Nah, I gotta fuck. Gotta fuck. Gotta fuck. You're obligated. It's in the contract. It's in the unwritten contract. You gotta fuck.
No caprende.
Gotta fuck. Got to. If she thought for 1 second she sent me the flight itinerary, I'm not fucking. Come on, man.
That's on buddy.
Come on, yeah, me being buddy.
Oh shit,
I'm buddy. I'm hitting. Come on, Ben. We here now. I got you. What? I'm coming down here to just see your face, or you just no. Now let's see what it's hitting for. Let's create a memory. That's what we do. Let's create a memory.
That's crazy, man.
Life is about creating memories, no?
You selling it like it's a car or something.
But is it not about creating memories?
Yeah, I mean, true.
So then why not create the memory?
To just end up with Alzheimer's.
So you had to create the memory. Someone's going to remember that shit. All the people or the person that is involved in your story. Oh, yeah. So yeah, somebody's going to be able to tell at least a part. You're going to be a part of someone else's story.
So who's that for then? It's not for you anymore. That's their story.
It's for the universe. It's for the universe. Everybody's going to be able to enjoy this story. Think about all the stories we done got told by the old heads. And we didn't know none of the people involved in the story but the old head telling us the story. And they be like, yo, I heard this crazy shit. And then you share that story with somebody else. But shit out there.
Some of the old heads tell it as if they were there when they really weren't.
But either way.
And it'd be hilarious.
Right. So now we pass on, whether it be fiction or fact, we're passing along something that's in the universe that somebody need.
Okay.
Somebody need that shit. Because I'm sure I'm in someone's story. Oh, yeah, and they're going to share that. And there's going to be some shit they need out that story. Because there's some people in my story. And I'm going to share that shit. And someone's going to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. True.
Start creating stories. For you, really, you could really start lying.
So many people do that already, though. Like,
but make it be like a good thing, though.
That's not an unheard of art form.
No, lying is the first and best art form.
Hey, yo, not the first and best, bro.
Yo, come on, yo. A good lie, a good solid lie.
That's called delusions of grandeur.
A good solid lie, brother, I'm telling you. One, you get one good, fam, just close your eyes and think about the best lie you ever told. Boy, you was cooking that day.
You said what?
Close your eyes and think about the best lie you ever told. You were cooking that. I promise you, I close my eyes right now. My eyes are closed. And I think about the best story, the best lie ever told. Now, I'm not saying that the lie, they believed it. But I'm saying I felt like I was chefing it up that day. Boy, you couldn't tell me nothing.
That's crazy.
Couldn't tell me nothing. Best lie I ever told. Boy, I used to get them lies the fuck off.
Hey, yo, this is wild.
I used to get them lies off. And again, these stories, 10 years prior, this is long, long time ago. Long, 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 long time ago. If you're recent and new in my life in the past 6 years, no one lies. 5 years, no one lies. 7 years, no one lies. No one lies. Come on. And look, this is for comedy relief. Ba-da-ba.
Not you putting a disclaimer in there, big dog.
Yeah. Close your eyes and think about your best lie, man.
Close my eyes, I go more up.
You mean just?
Nah, I mean.
No,
like,
I feel you. Yeah. No,
I'm
yeah,
not physically. Doing that.
But yeah, yo, all right. Think. Well, what's the? There's no the best truth.
Nah, not at all.
No, there's no the best truth.
But I mean, you could say your defining moment, though, right?
I guess.
Like, if you had a defining moment based off your honesty, I guess you could say.
Man, fuck all that. It's your best lie. That's what it is.
Oh, you want habits and contradictions.
It's your best lie. Nah, I was cooking. I was cooking that year, man. I was getting my shit off. Damn, we are we taught early to lie?
Yep, Santa Claus.
Damn.
Tooth fairy.
Damn. See, ladies?
But, I mean.
How the fuck is I'm not supposed to lie? And everything around this is a lot. St. Valentine, he murdered people, and y'all like that dumbass shit.
Murdered my heart.
Come on, man. We were taught, everyone's taught. We don't women say they don't lie. That's the biggest fucking lie. They had us believing that they were the most mature, or they matured quicker. They're the smartest, or whatever the fuck they are. They're not.
Yeah.
They are fucking not. They are not. We equally dumb.
Not equally dumb.
It's all of us. We in this together. We all the same.
Definitely.
We are all the same. And women try to manipulate us to think that we are not. And they are
shit, Jody.
I can't believe this. All the black male movies, films, your mama. Your auntie, mama. Grandmother, all them lied to us, dog. Fellas, they all lied to us. Your baby mama, She lied to you. Everybody lied.
It was said your baby mama, she lied to you.
Everybody lied. Everybody lies. Everybody. Everybody fucking lies. And I don't like that about them, man. I don't like how they try to play like they smarter than us. It's not right. It's not right. I think that's wrong.
Might be smarter than you.
Nah, I don't think that.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Yeah, smart moments. You may win something, or you may lose something. Smarter. And Drake was right. Somehow they need guidance.
Yeah.
They need you. They need guidance.
Of course, yeah, I agree.
No, but I'm talking about real life guidance.
But where do you get that from?
I don't know. Something wrong with all of them. All of them. Even the ones who didn't have fathers in the home are just they are eating away at the ones who had healthy parental relationships. And now even they acting dumb. What is happening?
No, there's no saving them, man.
Maybe you grew up in a two-parent household with love, open and honest communication, and you out here letting these whore of women.
Damn.
Whore. Just ruin you?
Whore.
Nah, bro. I can't let that. I don't understand that. And that's why I almost hate them sometimes. Because it's like, why are y'all doing this stupid shit? Why? And yeah, it's like, you can't hate them. But it's like, fuck, you are making it really hard. Like, it's almost like some of them are in a race with wisdom, but they running faster than wisdom is running.
Yeah, putting the cart before the horse.
I'd be flabbergasted. Like, huh? You supposed to be one of the good ones. What you doing? Why you listening to her, the bad one? Oh, man, it's disgusting.
You know what it is, bro. Being bad is more fun.
Fuck. But does no one think about the end game, the long game?
Hell no.
Come on, man. You can't do this shit forever, ma.
Why not?
Because you can't. You can't sustain this shit. In 5 years, you're going to be. You can't sustain this shit.
Why can't they?
Because that, you could, why? How do you sustain being stupid?
Ignorance is bliss. Intelligence is agony.
I really, 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 a lot of times I cannot compute what goes through people's heads sometimes.
It's not for you.
I don't even like to see it, hear about it, nothing. I don't even want to be in my realm of life. But it's like, damn, cuz. What are y'all doing?
You know, everybody explains their or goes through encounters differently. So, how you may see it or portray it, it might be different for them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, with all this foresight I got, I guess. Hindsight or whatever. Foresight. Yeah. All this foresight I got, yeah. But it's just living in it. It's like, God damn. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, it makes you ask a lot of questions.
It's like, God damn. It really makes you think as a society and as a people, are we this fucking dumb?
Yes.
Which is a sad answer that I give myself. Because we are this fucking dumb.
Sad, but honest.
Donald Trump and every politician is doing any corrupt thing they want to do behind our back. You know what our conversations is? 50-50 in a house. Baby mama, baby daddy.
Yeah, be stupid shit.
Like, come on, man. They behind us giving us meat. And this what we doing?
Yep.
This is what we doing. They back there wearing our asses out. And we get, and this what we doing.
Keep you ignorant, man. I keep telling you. Keep you ignorant. They don't want you to level up.
God, but it seems like that cancer is coming from within sometimes. Like, fuck. Are we not done with this shit? And hey, listen, shouts out to all the skit makers, right? But stop that shit.
Yo, that shit getting out of hand. This shit getting goofy.
Stop that shit. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. It's like, come on, bro. It's like, what? It's like, come on. What? Skit makers, please. For the love of God, find something else to do. Please. And if, listen, if somewhere in the future, I pray it doesn't happen. If somewhere in the future you see me in a skit, hey, check me. Say, why the fuck did you do this stupid ass shit?
I'm gonna laugh at your dumb ass.
I'm not gonna be in a skit, bro. I don't wanna be in nobody's skit. Like, don't give me no lines to read. Don't do that.
You'll say you're gonna be in there like Sim Sim Salabim.
Don't do nothing. What? Please, 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 please. You're not doing any skits. There's a lot of things I want to stop in 2024. The men versus women, I wanted to stop. What else? Hey, female podcasters. Yep, called you out. Kind of want you guys to quit it too.
Damn, quit.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, quit it. Quit it. Quit it. Stop spreading your propaganda. Stop it. Stop. We don't care. We don't care what you think. We don't care what you think of Alpha Man. Shut up. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We don't care. Good. We don't care. Oh, baby, we don't. We don't. We don't care. I could give a fuck. So we want y'all gone. The good ones can stay. But you know the ones I'm talking about. I want them out of here. What else I want to stop in 2024? Stupidity. I know that's never going to happen, but I would love for that to stop. What else?
Yo, that's funny. Yo, did y'all niggas hear about that Benzino shit?
What? Oh, his Tubi movie?
Yeah, and him dissing Eminem.
Oh, come on, man. What is this, 2001?
Apparently, bro.
Why they doing this? And that's another thing. Why the fuck Benzino decided to come back in 2024?
They said that nigga look like a salamander. That's quite hilarious.
Holy shit.
A salamander, though? Do y'all know what a salamander is?
Benzino. That's horrible. Oh my God. No, that's ugly. But why Eminem now? Why now? And I'm sure Marshall said something back.
I didn't hear back from it yet, but so Benzino put out 2 diss tracks on my man.
But for what?
He said if he don't respond in 48 hours, he canceled.
Who the fuck is canceling him? Benzino?
I guess so.
Absolutely.
In the Black Cats.
Brother, you don't have the authority to cancel. Nigga, you're canceled.
You don't have the fame to do it.
Bro. You're canceled. That's who's canceled. You're canceled. Go back to Boston. Ain't he from Boston? Go back there.
He built like a question mark now.
Nah, he's really built crazy. Like, how do you not have a neck? But it's like a strong no neck type of deal going on.
Yeah.
Like it's mad muscular traps. I think that's called traps.
Yeah, it's mad up toppy.
Yeah, like what's going on, broski? I mean, it's a surgery for everything. I feel like if you don't like something about yourself, you can go get yourself a neck.
Go get his shoulders lowered.
Go get some neck, man.
This is lower his shoulders.
Go get some neck.
Not go get some neck.
You need some neck, broski.
Didn't he get that neck. Shit in that Tubi movie?
Yeah, no, that movie was funny, though. He was a cheater, yo. Listen, he was a cheater. He was cheating on his way. And he met this girl at like the Waffle House or something, or the restaurant. Oh, it's called a Crab Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Met Shorty at the Crab Shack. He was trying cracker.
Okay.
Right? So he cracking her outside of the wife, still cheating. Introduced the wife to the girl. The bitch steals his wife. Steals his wife.
What?
Gets her to divorce Benzino and steal all the money. Steal all the money, bro.
What?
Yo, it was the dumbest shit ever, but yet so thought-provoking.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not thought-provoking.
You
bro.
Cheat. Listen, hit me out. You cheat on your lady, so you're a cheater. That's cool. I mean, it's not cool, but
yeah, cool. You said that's cool.
It's not cool, but it's cool. the shorty that you trying to introduce a threesome with end up taking your bitch. I think you had a threesome one time, but she end up taking your junk. And you come in the house one day and she walking your bitch like a dog, hitting her with the strappy.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you can't, you wanna up all mad as shit. You swinging at the air.
Like Melvin?
Yeah. Knocking her shit loose. And she loving the fake dick. Loving the fake dick, which is crazy to me in itself. But I'm removed from that conversation these days. Yeah. But she took the money. Ran off, got a divorce, took everything. Benzino ain't had. No, matter of fact, I think he died. I think his best friend shot him in the head.
What?
Movie is all over the place, show, but it's some of the best cinema that you ever can find on Tubi. I'm logged in upstairs on the TV, man. Just check it out one day. Just check out my algorithm. My algorithm is crazy.
Yo, you
it's all like softcore porn on my shit.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, bro, like, yo, in all those movies, there's always, like, a half-nude sex scene. It never fails. It never fails.
Yeah, that's wild. That's
never wild fails. That's why Tubi's my shit.
That's wild as hell that you would say some shit like that.
Telling you, bro.
Cheating. Not Tubi being fucking the Cove. You remember Cinemax, the Cove?
Yeah. Tubi is top notch cinema, bro. And they need, I mean, is he even though it's owned by a white man? Well, everything's owned by the white man these days. But
yep,
it's just, come on, man. It's Tubi. If you're not on Tubi, you need to watch Tubi. You need to watch goddamn Tubi. I promise you. You won't
maybe have a Friday at the next one, man.
Come on. And it's free, nigga. What else you doing? You ain't doing nothing. Ooh, it's free.
Wee, nigga.
It's free.
I might try it.
Tell me, man. I don't know what y'all missing.
I just feel like it's going to piss me off because I'm going to see some wild shit.
You are. Right? I'm telling you right now. You might as well get past that. That's what you're going to see. That's what it's all about. Wild shit. There's a movie called Sloppy Seconds, and I mean every scene makes you angry because sloppy how the seconds. Fuck did it get this extreme every scene? Bro, it was the most beautiful, horriblest movie you ever seen in your life. It was shot really, really well.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it's just a horrible storyline. I mean, it's shot with the best camera, bro. The best camera, but the writing was some shit.
That's crazy.
But I like the visual. I can suffer through a bad movie, but if it look good, we all right. Don't hit me with no grainy shit, but your acting is the best. Every male character look like Anthony Hamilton.
Hey, yo, stop
every last,
it.
Every last one look like they stay from the slave town. You know old ass niggas.
Yeah, I do.
Old, rustic ass nigga. Like, brother, come on, man. Like, I get it, but shave a little bit, man. Clean yourself up, man. You look crazy. Now you singing to Charlene because you was on the road doing country songs.
That's not a country song, though.
No, but I'm saying, I'm like, what are you on the road doing? He doing country. He's a country ass nigga. Well, at least by the video, him and Ruben Studdard or some country niggas. Okay, well, nobody say Ruben Studdard had on cowboy boots with that suit when he was talking about Sorry for 2004.
He also had a Sean John button down on with a blazer and some jeans and some Steve Madden shoes on. And a snapback Kangol. I ain't gonna mess up no more this year.
It was early that year when he dropped that song too. He had already fucked up in like February. You got 10 more months, boy. You ain't gonna make it. If you already singing a song 2 months in, you ain't gonna make it, my boy.
That's the wildest shit I ever heard.
Good times, man. Good times. I'm taking one more for the road. You taking one more? No, you're not taking one more. I think this nigga just fell asleep on the pod.
Yeah, yo. We're going to resume this another time.
Yo, look, listen, man. This has been Club 43. Dang, what is it? Yeah. Yeah, man.
Club 4317, yeah, man. Yeah. We went too far.
Way too far. We'll catch y'all. We're going to
resume y'all on the next
part two of the blickety blick dog.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga,
I felt it too. I said, oh shit.
Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone, my nigga. Stop checking your phone.
This is an Average Joe Media production.
I gotta be like my nigga chilling with you. Stack this paper, getting an argument. Yeah.